Yet another crunch day at Stormont. Our political institutions are hanging by a thread. I can see your calls coming in already. If a vote to adjourn the Assembly is not passed, then the DUP says the government must suspend Stormont or the party's ministers will resign from the executive. As I was saying at the very top of this show, and there are calls coming in from Belfast, from Newry this morning, the Assembly has been back for 8 years. But do you want to fight? You, the public, do you think there should be a fight to keep it? Has it delivered for you? Do you care if it falls? The Chief Constable saying that the IRA still exists. What does that mean to you as a citizen of Northern Ireland? 03030 80 55 55. First, let's hear. We will hear from the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Mike Nesbitt, in a moment or two. First, let's hear from the DUP Minister, Simon Hamilton. I asked him how adjourning the Assembly solves the DUP's problem with Sinn Féin in the executive.
We have been saying now for the week since the murder of Kevin McGuigan that it should be Republicans who should be punished, and that we have been seeking an adjournment. And we sought an adjournment last week. We were unsuccessful in that seeking that adjournment because the UUP inexplicably voted with Sinn Féin to remain in the Assembly and to keep business as usual.
Yeah, but
the
point is, and I think Jim Allister's made this point this morning, that in adjourning the Assembly, that means that you are keeping Sinn Féin in the executive. That means you are keeping Sinn Féin ministers in their jobs.
Look, our argument has been, it was our argument last week and it will remain our argument today, that what we need to do is to create some space to try to see if we can deal with these issues around the existence of the provisional IRA.
So you're buying time.
Status of paramilitarism. Well, I think Stephen, it is worth it. I don't think we should be giving up if there is the opportunity through an adjournment or through a suspension to have the space to have discussions, to have talks, have an intensive period of talks over the next number of weeks to see if we can resolve these issues around paramilitarism and also around budget. And welfare.
But Simon, there is a huge contradiction, and I need clarity on it this morning from the DUP's message, because senior members of your party, Arlene Foster being one of them, saying that Sinn Féin should be kicked out of the Stormont government, and you're also saying you want crunch talks with guess who? The same Sinn Féin to save that same Stormont government.
Well, I think ideally if we have a situation where we have a murder carried out, we have the Chief Constable saying publicly that he believes that members of the Provisional IRA associated and inextricably linked with Sinn Féin who have carried out that murder. We now have a murder investigation which is going right to the heart of Sinn Féin at very, very senior levels within the Republican movement. And I think it is right that we could exclude them, but we have insufficient measures and means to do that within the current arrangement.
You could walk away.
Well, we have that option, and that's what we have said. We have said that if we do not get an adjournment today, you create that space. And if the Ulster Unionist Party in particular, who walked away from the executive but inexplicably wanted business as usual to carry on in the Assembly, if they don't support it, and I think the onus is on them today to vote for this adjournment. If that adjournment doesn't succeed, or if the SDLP don't support it either, and then we don't have suspension, then the First Minister, Peter Robinson, has made very clear that our ministers will resign.
What good would the talks do now? Do you really expect Sinn Féin to make fools of themselves and say, well, do you know what? We've looked under a stone. Actually, you're all right. The IRA do exist. Do you really expect them to do that?
I think I would be foolish if I thought that the situation in terms of trying to resolve this through talks wasn't going to be challenging and wasn't going to be difficult. We've been in difficult positions before.
That's not the question.
Resolution.
Is the bottom line, do you need Sinn Féin to admit that the IRA exists? Is that your bottom line?
We certainly need. The Chief Constable has stood up and said, and the Secretary of State has said this as well, that they believe that they know that the Provisional IRA is still in existence. We need to know exactly what that means and how they exist and what they're doing. And we need to see them going away. I think it's as simple as that.
But Gregory Campbell said on Spotlight last week that none of us were surprised, quote, none of us were surprised that the IRA is still about. So you knew they still existed.
I think what we need clearly in a situation where we have Chief Constable saying that Sinn Féin-linked IRA have carried out a murder. We now have senior figures within Sinn Féin arrested and are being questioned associated with that and in connection with that murder. I think it is only right then that we seek to do what we do and to try to create some space to resolve the situation. I accept that it was going to be a very difficult situation to resolve given all that has happened. And we don't know what else might happen. But I think it is worth trying to create that space to try to deal with these issues.
But Simon, is this not...
The future of devolution depends on it.
Is this not about DUP embarrassment, that you promised the public that you wouldn't do any deals on, for example, policing and justice until the IRA was gone? And now it appears, if you take what you're saying, the IRA still exists. And better than that, you promised the public you wouldn't do deals until the IRA was gone. And now you've got Gregory Campbell saying we knew they were all around all the time anyway.
There was analysis around of coming from the IMC and others saying that the IRA were withering away, I think was the phrase of the
issue. It doesn't mean gone.
And and I think that analysis was many years ago, and I think that withering away would ultimately lead to an organisation disappearing completely. But where we are now is we're in a very grave situation, very difficult situation, where the IRA, Sinn Féin, senior members within Sinn Féin, these are not sort of people that we don't know, faceless people that we don't know. These are senior people who within the Sinn Féin organisation who have been arrested.
Okay.
And that is a very serious matter, and it needs to be dealt with. And that's why I hope that parties like the UUP, who have walked away from the executive but not away from the assembly, support an adjournment today.
And Simon, if there is an adjournment or indeed a suspension, will you all still expect to get paid in full?
Well, that's a matter for, if we're in suspension, that's a matter for the Secretary of State to deal with.
Yeah, but would you expect to take a salary if you're not doing the job? You?
Well, let's see what happens at the end of today in terms of whether we have an adjournment and ministers are still in place and doing their day-to-day job, trying to run their departments, try to make sure that the people of Northern Ireland get the services that they need and they don't suffer as a result of all of these political problems that are going on. If it's suspension, that's a matter for the Secretary of State to deal with.
Okay, Simon Hamilton, thank you.